The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly is with me with some X news.
Yeah, just in the last few minutes, it's quite interesting. People will know by now, and I know you were talking about him before the break, Elon Musk bought Twitter. It's now called X. But when he took over the company, he sent an email to staff right around the world, including here in Ireland, laying out the new terms of work for staying at X. He told employees in an email that he wanted to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world. And he asked, or I didn't really ask, he basically put a tick box at the end of that email asking employees to tick yes if they agreed to those terms, or if you didn't tick yes, it would be assumed that you were rejecting it, therefore ending your employment and you would get 3 months severance. But in the last few minutes, the Work Relations Commission has just issued a €550,000 award to an Irish executive who says he was fired after he failed to respond to that tick at the end of an email, which is quite interesting because a lot of employees, I know a lot of staff working at Twitter who faced that email and who ticked the box because they didn't necessarily understand. Yeah. But some of the finer detail that's coming from the courts this morning just say that this would be a whole new way of working if this, if employers were to do this as the norm. So the person who brought the claim, as I said, has now been awarded €550,000.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So this is a precedent.
Yeah.
Hopefully X will have to pay up and can be forced to so do. Now, Jess, Google, another giant in the tech world, new phones coming.
Yes. Yeah, today is an exciting day in the world of Google. There's a lot of people like myself who absolutely love the Pixel events. So Pixel is their brand of phones. We're now in the ninth iteration. So today we're hoping to see the new Pixel 9s. You may remember we spoke about the Pixel 8 on this very show a little while back. The screens are incredible. The cameras are stunning. The battery life is amazing. But Google always kicks things on when it comes to AI. And so some of the tools that are rumored to exist, thinking that there could be a feature called Add Me, where you'll be able to add people into a photograph. So say if we take a team photo, but you weren't in or you were busy at the time, we'll be able to use AI to insert you to the image and it won't look really bad Photoshop blurry. There's also another one, Studio, it's rumored to be called, which would be an AI image generator. And then Pixel screenshots, which could scan screenshots in your library, making it fully searchable. Now, I would argue that that already kind of exists. I use Google Photos. So anytime I screenshot or take a photograph, I could search your name, for example, and every photograph if I have of you comes up. But the same thing applies with screenshots. But I'm very excited to see what the phones look like and indeed the internal spec as well, because they have been a real challenger to the likes of Apple and Samsung in the last few years.
Very good. Now, questions flooding in. Can you ask Jess if Three have any plans to introduce a similar service to Vodafone One?
So the Vodafone One number is, it allows you to, it's essentially an eSIM for your Apple Watch or your Samsung Watch. So if you have a certain smartwatch and if you have the One number thing activated on your bill, you can make and take calls from your watch, even if you don't have your phone with you. I haven't heard of plans from Three as of yet. Vodafone does seem to be the market leader here in Ireland at the moment, but that could change. So just keep an ear out.
I sometimes get messages like this. Most recently last night after making a purchase from Apple and using Apple Pay. Is it a scam? If I want to change my Apple ID, is this the number I use to open my phone? I'm confused. Image was authorizing Apple ID.
Okay, so there's a few things here. Sometimes if you're shopping on your phone or your iPad, the iPhone will try to help you by creating a system whereby when you go to purchase, it'll scan your face using Apple ID and sometimes there'll be a verification code. So that's usually a one-time code that gets texted to you. Very often, iPhone very handily will autofill that, so you may not even realise that it's happening. So no, that will be a separate PIN to your unlock PIN. So keep that very, very separate. If you want to change your Apple password, you can go to iCloud.com and log in with your Apple ID and your password and you'll find the steps there to change your password.
I have a laptop and an Android phone that I want to sell or trade in. Is a factory reset sufficient to protect my privacy? That's from Eileen.
Yeah, so firstly, make sure you've backed up all of the devices, get all the content off and store it somewhere else so you don't lose anything. Then if you go to factory reset, if you want to scrap them, if you bring them to a Wii recycling centre, they're completely free and they will destroy them. If you want to sell them on, I would, depending on the nature of the information, you know, if you've been using this for a business device or any sensitive information, it might be worth bringing to a retailer who could completely professionally wipe it. But if you are just scrapping them, bring them to a Wii recycling centre after doing the factory reset.
I want to start a blog as a hobby. What's the best blog, website or platform, and how do you start?
Oh, just get writing. Like WordPress was what I used back in the day. I know a lot of people are now using Substack. So if this is a blog that you want to get subscribers to, Substack, both WordPress, and Substack are very easy to navigate, and they give you prompts to design it so that it looks really good.
Does Jess know of any tags I can use for a mad dog who keeps running off? I have him microchipped, but he regularly belts out the door around the estate.
Yeah, depending on the phone that you have. If you've got an iPhone, you could get an AirTag and put it on the collar. I know a lot of people who do that. Chipolo is also another brand. It's slightly less expensive. And again, you just put the app on your phone and you'll be able to track in real time.
My daughter has forgotten her past pattern to unlock her Samsung Galaxy A52. Is there any way to solve it?
Oh, now I think you should be able to put the phone into safe start mode and then you may need a password or a PIN instead. So I think if you press the power on button and the volume up button, so turn the phone off, then press the power on and the volume up button, and that should force it into safe mode.
Best value for SIM only, currently with 3 for years, but costing 36 a month, which seems a lot. Is it a hassle to switch? Can I keep my number?
So no, it's not a hassle to switch. Yes, you can keep your number. Best value, in my opinion, is GOMO. It's one of the digital mobile networks. It is pain-free to sign up. You literally go to gomo.ie, you follow the steps on screen, you say you want to keep your number, they'll send you a SIM card, and then you are done.
Great stuff, Jess. Thank you very much for all of that. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by GoLad. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.